Daf Nun Ches Amar Aleph Halachas. We're up to the Rambam Hilchos Paradum and Perigim Halacha Beis. Along Halacha, how do you burn the Paradum and Zikli Sora? Would walk first to the Harazesim, and there's a base of tefillah over there in the Kohen, and whoever helps in the Seif and the Parah would go on the ramp, come to the Harazesim, they would be Tam of the Kohen, there's a Kenan would be Samech in the hands of the Kohen and say, dip once, and if the Kohen Gadol, they would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, dip one time, Yorah, they went down, Tovel, then dried himself up, and there were Eitzim wood set up there, and cedar tree, and chestnut, and Broshim, and Atzatein, and smooth, and they would make a setup like a tower, and they would open up windows so the fire should lick it up and swallow it. And the Mara Marocha was in the west, and they tie the Pora with a rope of Magag, and they put on the Marocha, head to the south, face to the west, and the Kohen stands to the east and his face to the west. Shechs with his right hand, with Kabbalah the blood with his left hand, and he sprinkles with his right hand from the blood that's on his left hand 7 times, and anyways, Kach Gadashim, and every Azor, he dips his finger in the blood, and the rest of the blood that's in his finger is apostle for sprinkling. Therefore, in every Azor, he would wipe his finger into the body of the Pora. Finished sprinkling, he wipes his hands in the goof of the Pora, and he goes down from the Marochas, puts on the fire with a small piece of wood, and he brings it underneath the Marocha, and then starts the fire with it, and the Kohen stands far and waits till the fire catches most of it, and it rips the stomach. Then he takes a cedar wood, and he takes hyssop, not less than a tefach, and wool painted red, where the equivalent of 5 slum, and says to the person there, Eitz Erezeh, 3 times each one, and they say, yes, 3 times in each one. Why? Because there are 7 different types of cedars, there are 4 different types of hyssops, and what's painted red, some painted with blue, and some painted with balka, and some painted with talas, and talas is small seeds that look like the seeds of carob. And they're like oig and talas, like a yiddish, like a bug. There's each one seed. Therefore, you have to imedi and tell them that these minim are because these are the minim that says in the Torah. Eiz that says in the Torah is the eiz that the balabatim eat it and they use it to spice the pots. Eiz of eiz and talas, all three of them after one another. He wraps the hyssop with a cedar tree with the string and he throws it into the stomach of the animal. It says, Vishatakser Sapora. He doesn't throw it before the fire catches. Most of them, not after, becomes ashes, and if he threw it, it's possible. It says a tachsreifus, not before it catches, not after it becomes ashes. Whether he threw all three together, threw one after the other, whether he threw it into the goof or into the fire, whether it ripped by itself or afterwards he threw it, whether he ripped it by hand and with a kli, it's kosher. And the Ravid says it's true that he was makal with the hand because it says gomel haz mekanech. He wipes his hand to Guf Shapara. It wasn't Gomer Mekanech, it's Boy B'Sfas Mizrak. So we see he's Makab his hands, but we didn't hear that it's possible Kli. And when he counted the Psalm of Parah Dum and Perig Dal, he didn't count this, not Mishnah, not this after. The Safriyut says, from the blood of his finger, Mitzvah is hand, not a Kli. Wondering in this medish because the par kaim shuch it says look at kaim shuch down par bats boy medashin it says the kicha here it says the kicha just like there's a kli so to all chatai says we don't boy we need a kli but the mitzvah is to see adam and it's not makav right because it didn't say the gomer kanech bats boy sas mizik and the korintim mizik what does it need there the rive it says past it if you can't even a kabo or a mizik and not to sprinkle from it only to bring it to the safer has to burn the whole thing down bas or iron perish. That the Kalmuk and the Medish, I don't know where he took it from. The Rambam Saita Perigim Alachidal says, afterwards the Kohen comes to her, one of the Kahan Hazorah, and he grabs her clothing in front of her. He rips till he exposes her chest and his Megala, her hair, and he messes up her hair to make her disgusting, brings Egyptian rope to remember that this is what the actions of the Mitzvah did, and if he didn't find Mitzvah, he brings a rope for any person and ties it on top of her breast, so her clothing should fall off and she'll be naked because it got ripped. Shabbos Perek Chav Ches Alachidal says you don't measure only the chevel, a rope of 50 amos, not more, not less, and it's a rope of flax, so it shouldn't be pulled more. It got to the valley, if it was wider than 50 amos, it could be mavliya, but chevel amida is mavliya. Dafka, the depth should be less than 4,000. Shechnach Rechaim Sim Shin Tzadik Tes Sefala, if you don't measure Tchum Ir, only with a chevel of Pishnish, Chavish Rama, not less than Simtach, to get stretched too much, not long, because it might not get stretched properly. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Ches Alachi Beis. When do we say this? When the plumb line goes down in front of them, you can't use it. But the Chutvash Kaz doesn't go down connected, it's not Mavliya, unless it was deep 2,000 or less than that. Shabbos Perek Chav Ches Alachi Gimel, the Rambam says, if it was a slanted valley, he makes holes and goes up, Kadavir. if it was a wide 50, then he can't be Mavdiya. He goes to a place where he can be Mavdiya, and there's Mavdiya, and looks, connect with us, and he comes back. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Tzadik Tes Siv Dalet says, shouldn't measure only connect the air, even if there's mountains and valleys connected, it shouldn't go from on the side. It should go to a place that's straight and measured, then it should go connect the air according to the measurement that he measured there. It should measure connect the air. When he gets to the mountain, if it's so tall that if he will bring down the plumb line from the top, it won't go further away from the 4 amas, then he doesn't have to measure the Yerida Aliyah because he can't use it unless there's a flat plane on top of it. If there's no plane on top of it, it doesn't measure at all. If the string goes away from him 4 amas and it gets, and you can get a space of 10 from 5, 10 high, 5 wide, meaning by walking 5 amas of a slant, he goes up 10 tefachim, then we see as if there isn't from the sfas only 50 amas. He's mavliya the chevel of nunamsh, that he puts up a tall piece of wood on the edge of this one, the wood on another side on this side, and it stretches a rope from one to the other. If you can't be mavliya in the chevel of 50 amas, he's more the chevel of dalar amas. And so too, we should do, one guy stands with the bottom of the mountain on the bottom, and one guy on top of it, 4 amas away, and the lower one puts the rope connected his heart, and the upper one connected his feet, and the lower one goes up to a place where the upper one goes, and the onion goes up another dal dam, so you measure like a tchila. So to till you measure the whole thing, and if it's crooked, that by going dal dam, as he goes up 10 tvachim, then they were making, they weren't matriach, to mavliyah with a chevel of 50 amas by boards, unless there isn't only 50 amas. Yishim Shire, how much there is, according to the estimate. If there's 150 amas, he measures it with a string of 4 amas. Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Tzadik Tes Siv Hei, we got the valley. If the plumb line goes further from in front of him 4 amas, then we see if it could be mavli in a rope of 50 amas, mavli or not. He measures with a rope of 4 amas. As long as it should be deeper than 2,000 amas. If it's more deeper than 2,000 amas, he's moided the Yerida and the Aliyah of the whole slant. And if the chut is not Mizrach when they have 4 amas, then, if you can be mavli in a rope of 50 amas, mavli, and if not, is not made to connect the slant of the Rida and the Aliyah, is only the plane on the bottom, where it's plain straight land, even if it's deeper than 2,000 amas. Tafnun Chesam Beis, we have the Rambam, Shabbos Perich of Chesalach Tezvov says, got the mountain, if the mountain is mislaket, 10 tvachim, the width of 5 amas, he's mavli in the Chesam Beis, if it's more taller until he's mislaka 10 tefachim from 4 amas, then he evaluates and leaves it. If he came in Mavliya, for instance, is wider than 50 amas, then he makes it slowly, he punctures it little by little, and that's what we said, Mekadrim Baharim. And the Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Ches Halacha Tez Zayin says, Hay Mekadrim or valleys, that he can't be Mavliya. Two people hold a rope of 4 amas, the upper one holds it by his feet, and the lower one holds it by his heart, and then the upper one goes to stand in the place of the lower one goes and goes away from the rope, so that they keep on rolling and going up until you measure the whole thing. And when the Moedid goes to Mavliya, the valley shouldn't go out of the Tchum, the people who pass by should say, ah, the Midas Tchum goes over here. The Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Tzadik Tes Siv Dalet says it shouldn't measure all connected here. Even if there's mountains or valleys connected, it shouldn't go from in front of it on the side, which is straight, measure there. It should go back connected here because the measurement that he measured there, he should measure connected the city. And I guess the mountain, if it's so straight that if it would bring down the plumb lines from the top, it wouldn't be Mitzrach and connected to the mountain of Shabur Dal Damos, then he doesn't have to measure the Yerida and Liyah unless there's a Misha on top. If there's no Misha on top, straight plane on top, it doesn't measure at all. If the string goes away from in front of him 4 amas and it's a space of 10 tefachim high from 5 tefachim wide, meaning by walking 5 amas of a slant, he goes up 10 tefachim, then we see as if there isn't from edge to edge only 50 amas. He's mavliya with a rope of 50 amas that he puts up a big tree, a big wood on one edge and a wood on the other side, and he stretches the chevel from one to the other. If they can't be mavliya in a chevel of 50 amas, he's mavliya the chevel of 4 amas. So they should do one guy by the stands with the leg of the bottom mountain, one guy on top of him 4 amas away, and he puts the lower one, puts the rope connected his heart, and the upper one connected his feet. Then they change, switch place, and go up weiter and weiter until you measure all things. If it's so slanted that where I'm walking 4 amas, it goes up 10. Welcome. Then they make them, they weren't matriachim to be mavliya with a rope of 50 amas via sticks, unless there isn't only 50 amas. Yishim Shire, how much there is according to evaluation. If there's more than 50 amas, measure with a rope of 4 amas. The Rambam, Ritzeich Shmiz Nefesh Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, says, when you measure from the dead body, you medact with them, we don't puncture, we don't measure only for a city that has a bezin of 23, you don't measure to Yishlaim, because Yishlaim doesn't bring Agla Rufa, because it's not in Schalak for the Shvat, it says, Badom HaShem HaKech Mez Lach L'Yishta. The Rambam says, Shabbos Perek Chav Ches Halacha Yud Zayin, you don't, not Samech on the Medida of a person, a Mumcha that he knows Midas HaKaka. We had Tchum Shabbos Chazak, another Mumcha came and measured it. If it's a Ribi B'Tchum, and it was me with Tchum. We listened to the Tchum that he was marv. So if two gonkim came, they measured. One guy made a lot, one guy did less. We listened to the guy a lot. As long as it doesn't make it more than Midas Lachsen Shalir, more than the slant of the whole entire city. Shechlar Chorachayim Simon Shin Tzadik Tes. Siv Dalad, we already did it, so we'll skip it. Arachayim Simon Shin Tzadik Tes Siv Zayin. You're not Tzaymach only in the medida of a person that's a mumcha that knows the measurement of the ground. Arachayim Simon Shin Tzadik Tes Siv. Ches says, if you had Tchum Shabbos Mokzik, a mumcha came and was measured, he was marvah Tchum from some of it, he was reminded of Tchum, but listen, even with the Tchum that he was marvah. The Ramos says, if you measured and found with us in the east, northeast, more al Sheknek than the southeast, he stretches the chut of Simon al Tchum from one to the other, Balachsan. Some say equal based on what he was marvah. Arachai and Simon Shintai Tes Sif Tes. If two mumcha came and measured the Tchum, one guy was marvah, and one guy was Mayat. Listen to the one that made more. As long as it doesn't make it more than the slant of the city. Meaning, but while his Marav is there, it says maybe the first one was did it from the measurement of the slant of the city, 2,000, therefore it was Mayat as Midian. Mainly the lower rib between it and the city is less than 2,000 ounces. Achron is Moedid Alpayim from the Tzela here, and we're not Machzik on the first one, they made a mistake more than that. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chav Ches Alocha Yates says, even Evdi, even Shifcha, never to say up to here is Tchum Shabbos, and a Godel is never to say, I remember that up to here was, we would come on Shabbos when I was young, and was Samech on the Seidus, but that was it, because the Chum didn't say this thing to be Machma, only to be Mekel, because the Shir of 2000 Namas is only the Rabbanon. Last Alocha, Rechayim Sum Shin Tzadik Tes Sif Yidalab, even Evdi, even Shifcha, never to say up to here is Tchum Shabbos, but a cotton, not when he's a cotton, but a Godel is never to say that I remember up to here we would go when I was a cotton, and it would be Samech on the Seidus. This is the end of the Alochas of Daf Nun. Yes.